AP News, I'm Marcela Sanchez. U.S. Secretary of State Marco Rubio is in France meeting his Group of Seven foreign minister counterparts today. Rubio left Washington for the G7 meeting just hours after President Trump complained bitterly about NATO countries not stepping up to help the U.S. and Israel in the Iran war. Meanwhile, AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports on Israeli strikes on Iran's capital.
Israel's military says it's conducted a wave of strikes in the heart of Tehran, while smoke was seen billowing in the Beirut skyline after President Donald Trump delayed his threat to hit Iran's energy plants over the effective closure of the Strait of Hormuz. Israel has moved thousands of troops across the border into Lebanon, where Israeli officials say they want to take control of the entire area south of the Litani River, some 20 miles north of the border. Meanwhile, Israel says phone calls between the Foreign Minister Badri Abdelati and his Turkish and Pakistani counterparts focused on intense efforts for direct talks between the US and Iran. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Asian shares mostly fell and oil gained again after Wall Street had its worst day since the start of the Iran war. In Hawaii, a helicopter crashed yesterday afternoon on a remote beach on the Hawaiian island of Kauai. Authorities say three people were killed and two others injured. The helicopter was carrying one pilot and four passengers. Officials say the helicopter was operated by Airborne Aviation. Kauai Mayor Derek Kawakami says it was a tour helicopter.
And, I've said it before and I'll say it again. Here on Kauai, whenever somebody puts their feet on our soil, they're one of ours. We treat them like one of ours. They're a part of our family, and our first responders respond with that spirit in mind.
This is AP News. Singer-songwriter Daryl Dash Crofts died on Wednesday at the age of 87. Crofts teamed up with his childhood friend Jim Seals for the 1970s soft rock hits Summer Breeze, Diamond Girl, and Get Closer. The Academy Awards are moving out of Hollywood.
The Dolby Theater has been where the drama builds up to hear these words.
The Oscar goes to...
In 2029, the Oscars will be going to Los Angeles at the Peacock Theater, about 9 miles away from the Dolby Theater. The move comes as the Oscars make a TV move from ABC to Netflix. It's a surprising move. The Dolby was developed by the Academy of Motion Picture Arts and Sciences expressly as a home for the Oscars. Other than a COVID year in 2021, the Dolby has hosted the big show since 2002. The Peacock Theater has hosted the Emmy Awards. I'm Ed Donahue.
And I'm Marcela Sanchez, AP News.
Turn your tax refund into a new kitchen with Menards. Make this the year you check that project off the list. Renovate your space with new cabinets from Cardell. They're ready to install and come in a variety of styles and finishes with free shipping to your home. Visit our kitchen showrooms in-store or go to Menards.com for free estimates today. Plus, check out our weekly flyer for all of our hot deals going on now.
Save